Welcome to The Sweet Life with Jen and Cheryl.
We're going to be your co-hosts today, but with us we have pretty special guests. We have Katie Morris and Megan Allen. Say hello, ladies.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Awesome. It is so good to have you guys here. We have a speed round podcast for you guys. So we have we wanted to go over three topics with our college students coming back to school or coming to school for the first time in the fall. So this whole concept of getting involved on campus, is there such a thing as over-involvement? Is it important to be involved? What's your take on it?
Yeah, so I would say a lot of times when students come back to school, they find themselves feeling like they need to already be involved in a million different things, and they need to already have a great community that they can fall back on and support them and everything. But I think I would just encourage students that takes time and that takes intentionality to have a community like that. So if you don't have that right this moment, I would say don't fret and don't feel shame about that. But maybe take some steps to get out of your comfort zone if you can. But also know that it's totally okay and normal for you not to have everything figured out when it comes to community at this point.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that it is important to know that there is community out there, but it's also okay to ask people to come into your community, and that sometimes it's scary, but it is worth taking that risk and being bold and brave to ask people to join you in something you're passionate about or something you want to learn about.
So kind of going on to Megan, you were talking about this earlier when we were setting up and just getting to know each other. This concept of calling and purpose, it's not something that we're trying to like achieve, or it's not attainable. So yeah, what were you, if you want to share with our listeners, what you were sharing with us earlier?
Yeah. So I definitely believe like what you believe about God will determine what you are or are not going to do. And when I think about that, it encompasses all of who you are. So if you believe that you are a created individual with purpose and with design, then how you live will follow that pattern. On the opposite side of that coin, if you just think you're haphazardly put together, then oftentimes that's kind of how you live, because, well, who cares? There's no design, there's no uniqueness to you, you're like everyone else who is haphazardly put together. The same thing, and that thought pattern directs the rest of our lives in terms of, okay, how do we treat others, and how do we treat the earth? Mm-hmm. Haphazardly slapped together, well, no, we're not going to take care of it.
Yeah.
But the other thought there, too, is if you believe that you are designed with purpose, then purpose is not an arrival point of one day. Purpose is today.
Mm, yeah.
So your design is that I need you in my community because you input and I learn from you, or maybe it's something that we do together.
Yeah.
So purpose is not just an arrival point. It's a steady process. But it's not just in relationship. It's also in the classroom. You're not designed just to show up one day to a job and do something magnificent. You're also designed to show up in a class and contribute your thoughts because you were designed with purpose, and I need to learn from you just mm-hmm. like you need to learn from me.
Yeah.
So what we believe about God will determine what we will or will not do.
Yeah, and this kind of goes into both the points, but Katie, I want to ask you, when it comes to like getting involved and this whole calling purpose, these are things that are just like preached from Conn Center stage, Dixon Center stage, and even like social media all the time. So how do our students, and even us as like young adults, how do we sift through that information?
Yeah, Cheryl, I think like you said, we do have so many different ways that we get information. And I think oftentimes just the way that we perceive that can come across as sort of shame producing, mm-hmm. where like, oh, I'm not doing absolutely everything that I could be doing. I'm not saving the earth and fighting for people who are oppressed, and I'm not like mm-hmm. reading my Bible every day for an hour, and yeah. I'm not waking up at 5 to pray, and I'm not serving every homeless person in my community. And I think that it's really important as you're sort of filtering through all of these different messages to figure out like what is most important to you, and yeah. what is something that you really feel like you will feel alive doing. So mm-hmm. it's not just about the should, and it's not about the like shame of these are things that I like just feel like I have to do, but it's what are the things that help you to come alive. And I think we were talking earlier, and Megan made a really great point about asking like why do I feel compelled to do these things? Like, do I feel compelled because I want the accolades and the recognition and for people to affirm what a great job I'm doing? Or is it because I really feel, like Megan was talking about, called to this work? And do I really feel like I find some sort of purpose in it? So I think that's a really important question for us to ask as we're getting all of these messages. And for us to just know that, like, maybe not every message is directly for us. Maybe it's for the person sitting next to us, or maybe it's for our roommate. And that doesn't mean we completely dismiss it and don't listen to it at all. But like Cheryl said earlier, I think sort of acknowledging that maybe that whole message wasn't for me, and maybe I tuck this away for later for another season. But right now at this point, like, I'm going to choose to focus on something else that is a little bit more meaningful for me.
Yeah, it's kind of choosing, or looking back, like, okay, am I doing this to glorify self, or am I doing it to glorify God?
So, like, having all these different conversations and hearing all these different opinions, how do you, like, what are some pointers for our students on how to sit and hear those opinions? How do they listen well, and how do they, like we said, like, sift through those things?
Yeah, I think part of that comes from approaching the conversation. There's a couple different ways that you can sort of think about these hard conversations. I think you can think about it in terms of, like, I'm trying to convince someone that I'm right and that they're not, or that I have the authority on truth, or whatever it might be. But I think there's another way that you can approach those conversations and sort of come humbly and say, like, I just want to learn, and I want to learn from you. I want you to learn from me, and us to learn from each other. And I think when you come with that sort of learner's perspective and a more curious perspective of, like, actually, I just want to know, why do you think that? And maybe I don't believe that, but I also can respect where you're coming from. So sort of acknowledging that it's possible for you to hear differing opinions without necessarily agreeing with those things that you're hearing.
Do you have any thoughts, Megan?
Yeah, I think, so I'm going to take this to parenthood, which I know is not where we're at, but
some of our listeners are, though.
And one of the things that I'm learning with my girls, okay, they're two unique individuals, and my oldest wants to conform my youngest to her thought pattern, and my youngest bucks it really hard, and so I find myself frequently, and then my oldest takes it really offensively. She's like, I'm trying to help her, I'm trying to... And I find myself saying to both of them, and like calming them down and saying, okay, repeat after me. She is for me, not against me. She is seeing something that I'm not, and I just need to hear her out, because maybe it's going to add to my life, or maybe it will keep me safe, or maybe it will redirect me in a way that I couldn't have seen myself. She is for me, not against me. And so I think that transfers into this. Like, when I hear somebody who doesn't agree with me, or who comes to me and feels very strongly about it, first of all, remind myself, like, they're for me, not against me. It may not be what I need to take and apply, but I at least need to hear it, because they're seeing it from a different perspective. So I think that would be something that I would add.
That's a very hard lesson, because like, you can feel like you're being attacked, and so naturally you want to defend yourself, but like, what happens when you take a pause, take a beat, and just really listen to what they have to say? And like you're saying, like, you don't have to accept, like, oh, they said that, now I have to be that. It's like, take it. If you disagree with it, figure out why, because that could strengthen your stance as well. Well, thank you for being on our podcast, The Sweet Life, with Jen and Cheryl. It's been a pleasure talking with you guys.
And before we head off, we do want to acknowledge our great sponsors. We are huge fans of Hydro Flask. They keep all of our drinks warm and cold for hours.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Hide your kids, hide your flask.
All right.
Amen.
Tune in next time. We'll be back. Maybe we'll invite Megan and Katie back to our podcast for a longer episode while we discuss who knows what. We'll see. All right.
Thanks for having us.
Bye.